Okay, so yesterday was day 3 of the Frankenstein watch. It went by really fast, so I think that's one kind of benefit of doing it every day is that, you know, the first 15, I mean, it's dull now that I don't have to strain myself with the plot anymore. It's boring. I think that's what it is. But it's boring in a very, like, quick way. That it's not boring. Like, nothing happens. Like, stuff is happening on a near constant basis. There's never nothing happening. There's always a fire or it's without a second of no action. It's always got something going on. So it's that nothing really interesting or substantial or important really happens. A lot of exposition, a lot of exploding things. So it goes by really fast. So one benefit of this is that while I am focusing on the movie, it's all one big blur after a little bit. And the 45 minutes, actually, the first time it felt like it took forever. This time the first 20 minutes were like zipping through. And then, you know, the last 15 minutes, the movie kind of drags a little bit. And I would say that workout kind of drags a little bit. So I did do the first 45 minutes again on the bike with the movie. And then I watched the rest of the movie getting ready for the next day. So on my third watch, I'm realizing, I think I got the plot down. Now I'm getting all the little nitty gritties. The plot as I'm now getting it is that Frankenstein, the doctor, made the monster, they call him Adam, so let's call him that, made Adam out of a whole bunch of parts, and then he was dead, technically, and then he reanimated him. And so then the demons hear about this, I guess, and they need that kind of technology in order to reanimate their demon army, because they could only possess a body with a demon, whatever, spirit, is that right, but demon, you can only possess them if they have no soul, but are alive. So the only people who have no soul are dead people. So I guess if you reanimate a dead person, then they are alive with no soul. So that's kind of so they're like, cool, somebody figured out how to do that. So they've been searching for Adam since he was invented for like 200 years. So I guess, as I figured out now, it starts in like 1795. And then it goes until, you know, quasi-present day, unclear modern day, which modern day it is. And then the gargoyles, I don't understand, I don't get why they're gargoyles. It's silly. They look silly, it sounds silly, they don't need to be gargoyles. I don't think gargoyles are known to do anything. They don't look good, like, they're not cool looking. I mean, they're just kind of like little faces. I mean, they're almost a little bit cute. They got wings. I mean, the wings are cool. I'll give you that. You could have done a lot of things. Okay, so basically the gargoyles are the nemesis of the demons, and then they're trying to stop them. But I'm not sure if they understand. They don't understand the plan. They don't know the plan until way later. So I'm not sure. I guess they're in general trying to stop it, and then they're trying to find Adam. Or they found Adam. And they're trying to keep the timeline's fuzzy because nobody ages. Nobody ages in over 300 years. So it's not 100% clear when things are happening. Okay, that's the basic plot. And then the whole rest of the movie is the lady from Chuck is like a electrophysiologist who figured out how to reanimate a rat. And then Bill Nye is the head of scientific company, and then he's going to, once she figures that out, going to have her reanimate, you know, whatever, 100,000 core, I don't know. Once she figures out the technology, I guess he'll reappropriate it for his demon army. So that's the basic plot. It's a lot of demon gargoyle fighting, a lot of Frankenstein's monster fighting a demon, then a gargoyle, and then the end, he wins. He beats Bill Nye, who's the demon prince, which is silly to say, and it's even funnier when Bill Nye says it, and it's funnier when everybody says it because it sounds ridiculous. Why you couldn't be the Demon King, which sounds a little bit cooler, I don't know. But that's basically it. So, really nothing. If I can summarize the whole convoluted plot it took me 3 movies to watch, figure out, it's not that exciting. So, it's getting faster. It's not getting better. I am noticing little bits of things that don't make sense, like, Aaron Eckhart, the Adam, the Frankenstein's monster, is able, he's basically Superman. He jumps from improbable heights. He jumps from, my favorite part is he jumps from the top of a building, or a floor, I don't know, he's like 6 floors up or something, through a sewer grate. It's like Ninja Turtles, it's ridiculous. He goes through a sewer grate, or like a sewer manhole, in through the manhole, but it was covered. He went through that, and then like in between 2 trains, and you're just chilling. That's at the end. That's the part where I'm about to get off my bike. So maybe I'm in a workout haze, but it's ridiculous. He jumps like 200 feet. He's fine. So basically he's Superman. Nothing hurts him except this one time. He has like a little cut on his back, and he's bleeding, which I don't understand. I don't know why, if he can't age, which he doesn't age, and he can't appear to die at all, yet he's bleeding. I don't know why, if he needs blood, it's not clear, and why that's the thing. He's like a mess. He's like, it hurts. Like, he's complaining, and Chuck Lady has to fix him, which is confusing. Like, why is he hurt now? Like, it wasn't, I mean, I guess it was probably like a demon sword, or I don't know. That didn't make any sense. So, that's one of the things. There's a whole thing about him having a soul, not having a soul. I did a little bit of research online. People aren't sure. The basic of the whole thing is that the demon prince, one, wants him to be part of his demon army because he has no soul and he's alive, so he's like, cool, I already got one at the end. So, but then it turns out that Aaron Eckhart had a soul the whole time, and it's very touching, sort of. And then but it's not clear like where he got it, why he got it, if he had it the whole time, or if he earned it by being marginally friendly, which he really wasn't. They pretend like he was like, you know, going to a soup kitchen or like helping needy children. He was like being pretty selfish. I don't remember him doing anything particularly nice. He was, I don't know. I'd have to watch. I will watch it again. I'll figure out if he actually does anything nice. From my memory at this point, he is just interested. He needs to get the diary of Dr. Frankenstein back, and so he's constantly getting it back or giving it to Chuck Doctor. So that, I don't know. He wasn't particularly nice. I don't remember him doing anything that wonderful. But he gets a soul or had a soul, and he's all good. So that's watching number 3. It's basically, it's flying by, which is good. It's not getting better, but I'm getting it more. So I think once I got it completely down, which is probably maybe one more watching, I think I need to get a couple little itty bits figured out. But I think for the most part, I'm good. So one more watch today. We'll see how that goes. I think I'm slowly starting to get sick of it, which is not good because I'm only 3 days in, but we'll keep going. So, all right, that's day 3. See you tomorrow.